Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
How's everyone doing tonight? How you doing?
I'm feeling good on the east side tonight. East side's finest in the building. Okay, what's up, though?
Okay, now don't start clapping and shaking the game.
All right, cool.
All right.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of The Pages Speak tonight.
Yes, and we are really, really excited. Listen, before we get started, we're asking you to share.
Yes.
And tag somebody.
Tag
business owners. Tag people that you know are trying to get their credit all together. Tag, you know, people who can really use information about credit, credit repair, business credit. This is important.
If you live in your car costs more than your apartment, you might want to be on this tonight. If you got all kinds of matter of havoc in your finances, you might want to be on here tonight.
Yes.
And share with somebody else, because we're going to get educated.
We are going to be educated. We're going to have a lot of information. It's a lot that's going to be going down tonight. Now, before we get started, I'm going to say again, share.
Go on YouTube.
And subscribe.
Okay.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel, The Pages Speak. Subscribe. And then you'll get notifications about whenever we're coming on. You can always go on and look on past shows that you may have missed that you didn't see. Please subscribe. If you have not liked the Facebook page, The Pages Speak, please like that page. Because we're going to be popping on every now and again, giving a little brief whatever, and we may not, you know, hold on the recorder, so you may not want to miss those little nuggets that we may be dropping here and there. And also, it'd be good if you want to give suggestions for shows or things you want to talk about or things you want to see.
If you want to come on to The Pages Speak, you want to bring the noise, and you know what I'm saying, you want to start with some trouble with some people that ain't never scared, bring it on.
Do not shy away from any subject, because we ain't never scared.
We have not the
spirit of fear.
If you got two midgets and you got one.
Okay, stop. Okay, so tonight, again, share again. Before I go any further, if you have not purchased my book, Gracefully Losing My Religion, please do so. It is available on Amazon.com as well as on Barnes & Noble. And if you want a signed hard copy, you can message me directly on Facebook, or you can message The Pages Speak. So again, this is a book you really need to get. Buy it now. Gracefully Losing My Religion. Trust me, it will challenge you to move even further into the calling that God has for us all.
Yes.
Yay. Woo. So without further ado, tonight we have a wonderful, dynamic young lady I love very dearly.
I love her too.
And
so don't blame
not
like
just
that.
Because she fixes people credit, but she's a wonderful woman of God, full of honor,
power,
loves God, and she loves helping people.
Yes.
So tonight she's going to be dropping a lot of information that will help you. So right now, go get a pen and some paper, get ready to jot down some little notes, get ready to jot down some tidbits. If you have a business, listen, you need to watch this. And if you know someone that has a business, tag them.
They need
this information. Tonight we're going to be talking about credit, personal credit, and business credit. So without further ado, I'm so glad to bring on our guest for this evening, Miss Samantha Davis.
CEO
of Davis Credit Repair. Yes.
Hey, hey,
hello.
They are real good. Now, Samantha's information is going to be in the comments. Listen, if you have any kind of issues with your credit, you're looking to learn how to build business credit.
Come on now.
She's also putting together courses that are going to be out there very soon for you to learn how to fix your credit and get your credit fixed. You need to keep your eyes on this young lady right here. So I told y'all to get y'all pens and paper. So right now, get the contact information. for Samantha, the CEO of Credit Davis Credit Repair. Again, get that number, write it down, get the information, get all of that, because you need to get in touch with this young lady. Hey, Samantha.
Hi.
What's up? How are you, beautiful?
Good.
All right. We are so glad to have you all on this evening. There's so much information. When I tell you guys, this young lady helps to keep us on track. And when things are going all cattywampus, we can ask her a question, and she's full of just so much information. She has a wealth of knowledge and information. So many times as Christians, we believe, and we do too.
Come on now.
You pray about everything. But
God will erase your credit score.
We believe in praying about everything. And sometimes the prayer that is answered is he'll send you to somebody who can help you to repair your credit.
Come on.
All right. So tonight we're going to be getting information from Samantha because yes, we pray. Yes, we need Jesus.
Come on,
but in this system of the world, honey, you need credit too.
Come on now.
Hello.
Hey.
And oftentimes, because we've been ignorant to credit,
uh-oh,
we have not valued our credit.
Yes.
And, you know, some of us have credit issues from a long time ago. And, you know, Christians, not everybody's perfect. And sometimes you hit hard times. And sometimes, you know, we don't necessarily manage our money well. But in this season, it's time for us to get these things together. And so God is bringing everybody resources. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about, but is something to take care of. So, Sam, tell us, what is important about having credit?
Oh, can we start with
so,
tell me when you started doing it.
So actually, when I started doing credit, I actually fixed on my own credit. This was about, I was staying in Alaska when I really started caring about my credit. So it was like I had collections, of course, like I had hospital bills. I never had student loans, but I did have like debt but I didn't know anything about credit. So the thing was, I was brought in a household where, you know, credit cards was like a no-go. Don't get credit cards in your name because they're bad. Also, like, you know, no one talked about it, you know, that was just the thing. Like, no one spoke about credit. So I didn't know anything about credit. And me being 18 years old, I moved out, got married, moved to Alaska. Being there, I was my husband was about to transition out of the military to come back here to Michigan. So I was really trying to really get my life together. So for some odd reason, I thought about like, okay, credit, because I need a place when I come back to Michigan. So I'm like, let me take a look at my credit and my credit score, my credit report. And I actually went on Credit Karma. So when I checked, I seen that I had, you know, hospital bills that was in collections, and I didn't know, like, you know, what they were for, because I thought I had insurance. So what I did was I, you know, challenged the items, and of course they got deleted. And so it actually helped my credit score a little bit. And then I was like, okay, so it made me feel a little confidence now that I had, you know, got some things removed. So then I went to go get a secure card because I tried to get regular credit cards, but I was being denied from everybody, like Capital One, even my own bank was denying me. So I had to go get a secure card and put money on it, but it was through my bank. But for a regular credit card, I still got denied. So after I did that, my score just shot up to like a 600, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's working. And so I end up applying for another credit card because it's been like 6 months, and I just end up going to get another credit card, and my score shot up to like a 690. And I'm like, what? So let me, I'm thinking like, okay, so maybe it's the, you know, the mix of credit. So then I end up, you know, getting a car note, and then it shot my score up some more because I was paying up, I was paying my note on time. Then I just really was just like, if it's working for me, I know it can work for other people. Like, this is, this is like crazy how, you know, how credit works and how easy it is. You know, you just have to learn the system. You got to play the system to win. You know, that's what we all are doing right now.
Yeah.
So, what I did was I'm like, you know, I even like talked to my husband about it, and I got him on board. To where he was like, okay, he wanted to get into the credit repair business. So he actually started the credit repair business. He just, you know, he was helping other people remove and dispute things off their credit. And then I just took it over because he was just like, you know, you want to get off to a job? Because I wanted to get off the post office. He was just like, here, do this. And he showed it to me, like, you know, just take over the business. And I'm like, you know what? He's like, you've been doing it. You did it for yourself. Do it for others. So I'm like, all right. So I end up.
Shout out to Keisha.
Yeah. So shout out to my husband. But but yeah. So I end up just started my own business last year, in 2020, in April, where I just started Davis Credit Repair Co. And at first, I started off doing free clients. So I started off doing like. You guys were, you know, free clients, and it was about 10 to 12 people I was doing for free, and they were getting results and stuff. So it gave me confidence to, like, you know, to keep going. And then I started like, okay, no more free stuff. Let me start charging. I still need to make a living for my kids and to actually get out of the post office. So I did that, and I legit like was doing like really well. You know, I was getting a lot of positive feedback. My previous clients, and I still have some clients who still, you know, still in the program from last year, who's still getting results, because depending on how bad your credit is, it might take, you know, 12 to 24 months.
Real quickly though.
Okay.
I just want to ask, why is it important though? Because a lot of people don't understand, why is it so important to have credit?
So it's really important to have credit, because if you're like a normal American who like do not have money, like funds to just pay out $100,000 out of your pockets for a house, a car, you know, or even if you can't afford to, were you trying to get out on your own, but you don't have the funds to really go purchase something like for your very own, they're going to need to run your name to get a loan from a bank, from a lender. So you would need to have credit and establish credit, not just, you know, just have credit. You need to have established credit, which is the credit report. It's not just about the score. It's about the credit report. So if you don't have anything on your credit showing that you are trustworthy of a loan, or, you know, or anything like that. Like, for example, just like me coming to you and say, hey, Pastor Stephanie, can I borrow $20? And you don't know me. I'm like, can I borrow $20? And then you're going to be like, you never heard anyone from like me, like borrowing money, like from like and paying them back. So you're going to be like, I don't know if you're good for it. Okay. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're good to pay this $20 back. Cause I don't know your history of paying money back. Exactly. Yeah, it's like a report.
You don't have
So that's like you going to a bank and saying, hey, can I get $20,000? And they looking at your report and you don't have anything showing that you're good for it to pay it back. So they're going to automatically deny you. But if you have a report that you borrow, you know, you had a credit card and you paid your card off on time every month for a whole year, they're going to look at you like, oh, you're good for it. Okay, maybe I'll give you this $20,000.
Because what we see a lot of times, especially in older generations, mm-hmm. they just want to use cash. They don't want to have any credit. They're like, I'll just pay for everything in cash. And then they don't understand, especially with the rising cost of living, you can't just cash out a house. And so now we have many people, especially in our community, you know, we're still renting. We don't really have any capital even to borrow against to do anything big. And now we also have a lot of people that are going into business, but they don't have any personal credit, they don't have any business credit, and they end up using their personal funds in order to try to establish things. And so then they put themselves into more debt, or I call it a trick bag, trying to use cash in order to establish something. So with credit, you're able, like you said, you establish the credit and then you pay it back. And does it have to be like, do you have to start off big when you're establishing credit?
No, you can honestly just start off by getting a secure card. Like legit, like you, what a secure card is, it's just like, it's a card that you add your own funds on. So you'll add like $200 on this card, and you will only spend like $20 a month, because you don't want to go over 30%, because then you'll only want to spend only under 30% on this credit card. So if you put $200 on a credit card, you only want to spend about $20 a month on this card. And then you want to pay it off once you receive the bill, because you still want it to be, you know, report, so you can get that, you know, those points. They're showing that, you know, you paying on time. You still want it to show. So So once you do that and you're doing that for about 6 months, you can then go ahead and apply for another card. Cause you want a mix of credit to really, you know, get that score up there. But it's super easy. When you start up, when you get that secure card, you're adding positive credit to your report. So when you add a positive something, guess what? You're going to get a positive increase. So when you add that credit card, you're going to get an increase in your score, because for the simple fact, it's a positive effect. Now, if you have a lot of negative reporting on your credit report, of course, it's not going to go up that many points because you have too many negatives. That okay. makes sense.
Yeah.
But as you're getting those negatives removed and you add in a positive, then you're going to really, it's going to work hand in hand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'll see people that have, okay, listen, I have my credit cards, you know, I use them, but I pay my bill every month, but my credit score is not going up and it's actually going down. So what level of credit should you utilize? What should your utilization be, you know, should you carry on your credit cards?
Okay, so each credit card goes off its own utilization. So some people don't know this. They think, okay, if I'm using 30% overall, then my score is going to be good. No, the credit bureaus go off each one credit card. So each card have to be under 30%. Typically, they like to see it under 10%. Okay. So when you see it go down under 10% or 30%, you will see an increase in your score.
Okay.
Or if you pay, and I don't know who said this, like, oh, don't pay it off. Don't listen. That's a lie. I pay off my credit cards and my score shoots all the way up. And like when even if I'm under 30% and as soon as I pay that card off, it goes up. It shoots up. I never had a card where I'll pay it and then my score shoot up because it's under 30%. No, they don't like debt. The credit bureaus don't like seeing debt on your report. So I don't know who came up with that. No, when you pay it all off, but they still want to see you using it so you can still have something, you know, establishing your report, but they do like to see you when you pay it off as well.
Okay. So what else can you do to possibly like increase your score? I heard something about, what is it? Piggybacking or what is that?
Oh, yeah. So you can be a co-signer on someone mm-hmm. else's credit card. So say if like, for example, for me, right? My husband, he have a $6,000 credit card. To help my score increase, he'll just add me as an authorized user on his card, and then it will reflect on my credit report, and then it will increase my score. Okay. But with this, though, I do not recommend.
Yeah.
I do not recommend someone to be added as authorized user if you know that person do not pay that bill on time, mm-hmm. if they're using that credit card over the 30%, and if they ever been late on that credit card, because then it will hurt your score than helping your score.
Okay, so the only time you will ever do that or allow yourself or allow anyone to do that, if you know that they are good with maintaining their credit and paying their bills and handling yeah. their debt and they're trustworthy with it. See, that's another thing about Christians and credit. When you are responsible with your credit cards and with your debt, it does say something even about your character as far as, you know, paying your debt and taking care of the things that you know you owe. And not just, you know, running away from them. You know, I know sometimes people hit hard times and they can't necessarily yeah. deal with the debt at that particular point in time. Things happen. But if you have it and you know you have a bill, don't go shopping and not pay your debt.
Yes.
And pay your debt so that your credit card, you know, utilization, you know, will be lower and that your credit score will increase. And then you'll be able to do more things. Now. Okay.
There's some people out here that they are fearful because they know they have bad credit, right?
Right.
They're looking for a way out, looking for somebody to guide them. How do you guide them? You know what I'm saying? How do you get to the point where you tell them what they need to do?
So what I do, like me personally, what I do is I like to hold a hand. Like, I like to inform them of their rights to make them feel more even confident of, you know, it's still hope and, you know, repairing your credit. So mm-hmm. I inform them on their rights. Like, a lot of times you have all these collection agencies on your report, but guess what? Doesn't mean that you have to pay them if they can't prove the debt is yours. Yet we know the debt is yours, but if they can't prove it, then they have to remove it. And a lot of times that's what ends up happening, you know, with the people I'm disputing for. They have to delete the accounts off their credit report. And not even that, like, I'm supportive. Like, I'm legit, like, if I see them, using their credit cards, hey, you have to get this down. Like, or, you know, if they're applying for things, I'm like on their head, like, hey, no, we can't do this. Because if you're, I can't be more serious about your credit than you are. So if you're not going to be serious about this, then I have to remove you on my program, because I'm trying to get somewhere with you. And then you're messing my name up, and mess, because you're feeling like, okay, I've been in this program for a year and nothing's still, you know, I'm still in it. Why? Because you're not working with me. We are teammates here. We got to go hand in hand.
So that's something that's very important, because a lot of times people who may necessarily, you know, work on your credit, but they're not necessarily accountability partners. And so what you're saying is that you are a credit accountability partner. That's important, people. You need credit accountability partners. Yeah. Someone that will tell you, listen, cut up that card because you're paying it late. Stop using it. If you cannot stay up on top of it, they'll tell you to stop using the cards if your utilization is too high. So I'm telling you, this is very, very important. Not only have someone that's going to repair your credit, but someone that's going to hold you accountable for how you use your credit. Again, I'm going to throw this out here. You need to contact Davis Credit Repair.
Come on,
you really need to, because she's not just gonna, you know, just tell you, oh, just go and rack up debt now, tell they make it go away. No, she's gonna hold you accountable for the debt you create. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I really wanna shift this just a little bit, because you're telling us again, get Davis Credit Repair, she can help you to improve your personal credit score. But also, something that's very important. We have a lot of business owners out here, and there are very few people that know how to establish business credit. Right. So if someone's starting a new business, what are some of the things that they need to get started and to get that, you know, to start? And where does a business credit score come in? How do you get that established? So tell us how you do that.
Okay, so being a business owner, the first thing you want to do is to automatically separate your personal from your business. Like, that's a must. And to start establishing business credit. So, okay, let me just tell you what business credit is for all the people on here that doesn't know and are entrepreneurs or want to be an entrepreneur. Business credit is basically like your personal credit, but it just have different advantages. So with business credit, what you need to have in place to even start establishing it, of course, you need your business name. You need your,
you guys, get it legal, get your business name legal.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And if you live in Michigan, you can go to laura.gov. You need your EIN. EIN is free. You can get your EIN for free. IRS.gov.
Wait, what is your EIN?
EIN is your social security number. For your business. Yep.
If you are a business, make sure you get your business EIN. Employee identification number?
Yep, employee identification number.
It comes from the government and it's for
IRS.gov.
So don't just put everything in your personal social security number. Get your business its own social security number. That's an EIN and it is free. And there are companies out here that will say, oh, we'll get your EIN and they want to charge you a lot of money. It's free.
Pay for it.
Yeah,
free.
It's free. Go on.
So you also need your Dun's and Bradstreet number. Your Dun's and Bradstreet number. Now, and that is free as well. You can just go on a dnb.com and you can actually get that as well. What that is basically it's like the credit bureaus, like the Dun's and Brads is like where your stuff is going to be being reported. So your accounts and all that, like whatever your net 30s accounts or your credit cards, just like the credit bureaus, like Equifax and Experian and TransUnion. So, yeah. So then you also need an address, a business address, a professional address. You do not want to use your personal address. You have to be a business address, and it cannot be a P.O. box. Do not use a P.O. box.
Okay, so we're going to do that again. So you need to go to lara.gov, right? L-A-R-A. That's in Michigan. That's where you register your
business. Only Michigan, yes. For Michigan.
Yes. Every state has their own organization where you register your business with the state. Then you need to get your EIN from the federal government. Then you need to get your Dun's and Bradstreet, which is like the Credit Reporting Bureau for businesses. Yes. Then she said, get your business address. It does not need to be your personal address, and do not use a P.O. box.
Now, so if you do not, if you do not have a business address, don't stress it. You can get, you can use a virtual address. So you can Google virtual addresses near me. And what a virtual address is just an address that you will pay to use, like it's your business address. It's some of them are inexpensive, so you don't have to you know, stress about it.
$10.
So you can do that as well, or if you or you can use your business address if you have one.
Okay, what about, should you get a separate business phone number?
I'm sorry?
Should you get a separate business phone number?
Yeah, so you also need a business, a professional business number, which is, you can use a toll-free number. You can also get that. That's really not that expensive. And then also you need a professional email address. So when I mean professional email address, I don't mean like, you know, because my name is Samantha, I'd be like Samantha@gmail.com. That's not professional. So a professional email address would be something like info@samantha.com. You get what I'm saying? And you can actually get a professional email address at Google Suites. So that's, yeah, you can just type in gsuite.com and then you can create your own professional email. And that's about $6 a month, depending on what plans you pick.
Okay. So it's very important that people have that, because again, oftentimes we'll have an idea for the business, but we don't do what we need to do in regards to the business for the business. And these are the things that you need so that you can start establishing your business credit. Now you said something. I'm sorry.
Sorry, because I didn't tell them to. You need a website.
Website. Absolutely.
To establish business credit. You need all of these things in place, because the lenders that you're going to be applying for net 30s or credit cards from or loans from, they're going to legit, check for you. Like, they're going to Google you. So you also want to list yourself. So list yourself on Google or, 411. Because they're going to check to see if you're a legit business or not.
Okay. Now, you said something about net 30. Explain to them what a net 30 is.
So a net 30 is basically, they're like suppliers who you will shop from. And then you will have 30 days to pay that money back. Now, when you go to these suppliers, you want to make sure.
So when you have a net 30, so that's what you said. You have 30 days to pay them back.
So you have 30 days to pay them back. Now, when you go to these net 30s accounts or these lenders who have net 30s, you want to make sure that they report to the credit bureaus, the business bureaus. Okay. So you want to make sure they report to the Dun's, to the Equifax and Experience business bureaus. Because if not, you're just wasting your time shopping with them and they're not reporting.
Okay. So how do you know which businesses actually report?
You can actually call them and you can you can call them and ask them, like, hey, do you guys, report to the business bureaus? And they'll let you know. They'll tell you. Okay. Now, depending on the company, you have to spend a certain amount of money with them for them to report.
Okay.
So you also want to make sure. So always double check, call them and say, hey, how much do I have to spend for you guys to report this to my credit report, to my business report?
Okay, so that's important, you guys. We want to find some net 30 companies. And when you find them, you need to call them and ask them, how much do I need to spend for this to report to the business credit? So don't just go and say, it's a net 30, I'm going to start spending. You need to make sure they report. That's very, very important. That's good information.
They will tell you. Places like Uline and different companies, they will tell you. Mm-hmm. All of those entities, you can look them up, or you can call Davis Credit Repair. And they'll do it for you. Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about gas cards? Are gas cards good also for businesses?
Yes. And let me tell you, it's really easier to build business credit than it is your personal credit. Gas cards are, yes. And you don't, okay, so it's this one company called Chevron, whatever. That was, I didn't even, like, you really don't even have to have that, like, established business credit to get approved for this company. And they approved me for $900 instantly. And I didn't have to, you know, have established business credit. And it's like, with the difference between the two, the personal and the business, you get higher credit limits with the business line. Okay. And these things are not attached to your personal credit. So if you file bankruptcy, you just file bankruptcy on that business, and it's not going to hurt your personal credit score. Yeah. And that's why it's important to separate the two, because with your personal, if you file bankruptcy using your personal credit and your personal credit cards to fund your business, when you file bankruptcy on your business, you're filing bankruptcy on your personal credit, because these, you know, you use that to fund that. So you fund your business. But if you separate the two and you go get those business credit cards and those business gas cards and et cetera, when you file bankruptcy, all that goes with it. And it doesn't attach to you personally. And then all you do is you open up a new business, open up the EIN, another EIN and Duns & Bradstreet, and you restart with and do it all over again.
Okay, so I need to throw this out here. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. But all you people watching, you need to tag some people. Tag some business owners, tag some people that you know are struggling with their personal credit. They need this information. Don't just take it in. So listen, all you people, listen, start tagging people. Come on, start tagging people. I'm gonna start looking. Y'all need to start tagging people. Start tagging people. They need this information. That's right. It's good information. Tag people, tag people, tag people, tag people. Yes, Samantha
does
have a website.
Anyway, in other words, don't use your personal with this.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. And that's what she said in the beginning. She said in the beginning, don't mix up your personal and your business.
Do not
mix it. You need to keep them separate. Yes, she does. What? Give them your website, Sam.
So my website is DavisCreditRepairCo.com.
So DavisCreditRepairCo.com is her website. And I think it should be in the comments. I hope it is. If not, it will be in the comments after the show. So she does have a website. She does have a number. She has an awesome business. I mean, she has, and also like her Facebook page. She has all kinds of testimonials of people whose scores have gone up hundreds points. I'm telling you. She's very good at what she does.
Very good at what she does.
So there it is. Was it Infus and www.DavisCreditRepairCo.com. That's the website right there. Be sure and contact her. I didn't mean to interrupt, but listen, you guys tag somebody. There are people who need this information. As a matter of fact, just hold on a minute. I'm going to give y'all 2 minutes. Everybody who's watching right now, tag somebody. I'm gonna tag some people right now.
Come on.
Give me a tag. I'm tagging people.
So don't tag, you're it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yes.
I'm about to tag some people.
Tag your it.
Tag people.
Yeah. Somebody's asking if you build the credit. I guess you help them build.
Yes. I help them.
Tell them how you do.
I do offer my own secure card as well with Credit Builder. So like I said, when you add your 200, so this is a secure card. So you add the $200 on the card. Once you establish the credit card and start receiving other offers, for credit cards, you know, you can actually close the secure card and they'll give you your deposit back. So you'll get your $200 back.
Cool. Awesome. It sounds awesome. Tag. Share.
Yes.
Subscribe. This is a wonderful company. I've dealt with them personally. I think my wife has also.
Tagging people.
And it is worth, the service is worth what it's supposed to do for you. And you got good people who just don't tell you they're doing something. They actually walking you step by step through the process. And not too many people do all that because they got so much going on. But I like them. Amen. Come
Amen.
On.
Awesome. Talk about awesome. It. So, okay, I'm sorry, I just didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just had to get that out there because people need this information. Okay, so she was saying that you have to keep your business credit and your personal credit separate. Mm-hmm. That is easier to build business credit. So I don't know how many businesses out there, if you do not have your Duns & Bradstreet, your DNB, Get it. You need to get it like yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this too. Can churches get Duns and Bradstreet?
Can churches?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a business, you can get a Duns. Yes. If you're a business. So, yes.
So, listen, ministries, some of you all are out there struggling getting paper towel and toilet paper stuff
for your ministry.
Let your church get some credit now.
Come on, you can go ahead and get some paper towels, some toilet paper, and even help some members get some gas in their car.
And what's good about it, you will get a higher credit limit than you would your personal. Just starting off. I was in a okay, so it is a difference between when you do establish business credit. If you have, this is what I said, this is why you want to also build on, repair your personal credit. Because if you repair your personal credit and you really need the funding for your business credit, you can go apply for, like, for instance, for myself. I had started building my business credit within 30 days and I got approved for $23,000 for my business. Now,
wait a minute, stop. 30 days and you got approved for
$23,000. I even posted it. I have testimonies. I posted it on Facebook. Now, and it was American Express, two American Express cards. Here's the thing with this. It's a difference between, you know, non-PG and PG. So PG means personal guaranteed. Okay. So say if you are a business owner and you are responsible, you know, if you go get a credit card because you need one right now, but you got excellent credit, but you don't want it to reflect your personal credit. You can actually go and apply in your business name for a credit card right now and skip all the steps of, you know, establishing credit and use, you know, get put, but you'll have to use their social security card. So it will be attached to your personal credit, but it will not report to your personal credit. So no one will know that you have it. But if you default on the loan or if you, you know, become late on the payment, then it will report to your personal credit. But what I'm saying is you will get approved for a higher limit than if you will go apply for it in your personal credit. And then, you know, you'll probably get approved for like $1,000 or $5,000. But you go apply for it with your business credit, you'll get approved for $23,000, $30,000. Wow. So this is why it's good for it, you know, to do it in your business name if you're going to, you know, do PGs. And a lot of companies now are making you do PGs because it's a lot of scammers going on now. Because, you know, when people catch hits to things like this, they're going to try to scam the system. So a lot of companies are, you know, telling you, you know, you have to use PG. So this is why it's good to also repair your personal credit as well so they can go hand in hand.
Okay. So, you know what? It's so much great information here, but we're really out of time. Get your personal credit repaired. It's important to purchase houses, to even if you're going into business, so that you will be able to get a personal guarantee to help you build your business credit so that you can really do what you need to do without really affecting, you know, your personal funds.
Come on, man.
So I'm going to encourage you guys, everyone, get in touch with David's Credit Repair, www.davidscreditrepaircode.com. If you know someone that is starting a business, refer them to them so that they can get their credit repaired and then also get tips on how to build the business credit. If you have a business and you know that you just, you know, you want to take it to the next level, contact Davis Credit Repair. This has been awesome. You've given so much information. I hate that we're out of time, but, you know, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. And I have another quick announcement, really quick, and then I'm going to give you just, I want you to think about what's the most important thing you want everybody to know before we go. But I just have one other thing I have to announce. On the weekend of, what is it, the 26th?
23rd.
On the 23rd. There is going to be a play called Seasons Change. It's a gospel stage play written by Sharia Divine Diva Perry. It's going to be at the W.K. Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Come on, man. It is
going to be an awesome show. You can purchase tickets at there's a website that's going to be in the comments when we get off. But it's Seasons Change. Listen, this is going to be a phenomenal show. You really want to go if you can. Okay, final words. Samantha, what's the one thing that you want people to leave here with?
I would say just to be educated, like get educated on credit or about your credit. Start breaking those generational curses off your household. So your kids can start leaving a house at 18 with a 750 credit score because you're educated enough to know how to get them a 750 before they even turn 18. Yeah. So that's the one thing I really want to leave you guys with is, you know, learn about credit, educate yourself about credit, and break those generational curses off your children. Let it end with you.
Yeah. Another quick thing. So how can people, can they get free credit reports? How do they get their credit?
Yeah, so they can go to www.myannualcreditreport.com, I believe. And they can, or they can also get their free credit report by even contacting each credit bureau as well. And they can, they have access of getting a free credit report as well.
So you can get your free credit report, but after you know what's on it, you need to contact this young lady right here. All right. This has been so awesome. Okay. Next week. Oh, my God. Okay. 2 weeks in a row.
Come on.
Next week, we have my spiritual mother, Dr. Cheryl Piscopo. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be talking about pastoring through it.
Come on.
So any pastors that you know, anybody that's who's been in ministry, who's been dealing, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff coming against. Learning how to pastor through it, and even learning how, as a part of a ministry, how you can even bless your pastors as they're going through it.
Come on,
but this has been an awesome show. Oh my God, it's been so much information. Listen, replay, if you didn't catch it all, catch the replay or replay. Listen, go back and watch it. This is good stuff. So until next week, who are you?
Joe Nathan Lee. Hey, what up, though?
And I'm Stephanie Page, and we're the Pages Speak. Until next week, we love you. Bye-bye.
Boom.